Somewhere over southeast Alaska, just about every day of the year, one of three Coast Guard helicopters is on patrol or training. The H-60 Jayhawk is built to fly in bad weather because that's when most people need the assistance of the Coast Guard. Air Station Sitka Commander Captain Chip Lewin recently discussed the capabilities of his crews and their equipment in a presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
58% of Air Station Sitka's flight hours are spent practicing search patterns, approaches, and other routine stuff. And some of their practice is far from routine.
We do a lot of vertical surface, which means cliff operations, which are a specific maneuver and qualification in the Coast Guard to be able to take a rescue swimmer hanging down and lean him against a cliff and him traverse a cliff and then hook onto someone stranded on a cliff. We do a fair amount of those here, so we train pretty hard for that.
Cliff traversing is probably something they don't talk about until after someone's already signed up for rescue swimmer school. But Air Station Sitka Commander Chip Lewin has work for crew expecting to get wet.
We also do high seas hoisting where we'll go out off of crews off in certain sea conditions and go into limits that most air stations don't go into, and we'll put our rescue swimmers down into heavy seas and practice that.
Air Station Sitka has 7 rescue swimmers on duty, 19 flight mechanics, and 16 pilots, supported by 130 additional personnel, all of whom Lewin described as critical to the mission. From the people who maintain the station's aging housing to the technicians who keep the 3 state-of-the-art helicopters in the air. The air station's area of responsibility runs from Dixon Entrance in the south, north to Icy Bay near Yakutat. In all, about 12,000 miles of rugged, remote coastline that is notoriously wet, windy, fog-bound, and frozen. Lewin told the chamber that Air Station Sitka does not take rookies.
We don't have any first-tour aviators up here, so this is all second-tour aviators. We are selective on who can come up here. And you come up here as an experienced aviator, and you got to spend another 6 to 8 months becoming an Alaska aviator. And even if you're a senior person, you're spending 6 months flying with a guy who's already a guy or gal who's been here for a year at least. We have them winter over. And that's because of area knowledge. It's because of the flight regime and the weather. And Kodiak has the same requirements as we do.
The air station's mission is mostly non-maritime medevac, transporting roughly 80 people a year experiencing medical emergencies to hospitals in Ketchikan, Sitka, and Juneau. That's a little different from other air stations, which might have more emphasis on law enforcement or fisheries. But in a region where many people live in communities without airports and where it's often dark and stormy, the Coast Guard, as Lewin says, is the only game in town. For other work, the air station can be more picky about the weather. While the big cutters tend all the floating buoys, the Aids to Navigation Team, or ANT, looks after everything on land. Lewin says this is a major mission.
So we are taking the ANT out to probably 70 aids a year. And an aid in Alaska is a stick on a rock with a bunch of lights and batteries. And we hoist them down to that. So it's one of the neatest jobs, I think, for those folks. It's also very unusual how much we do.
The 3 H-60 Jayhawk helicopters are essentially marinized versions of the Black Hawk helicopter in wide use in the 4 other military services. But instead of armament, the Jayhawk carries extra fuel, a lot of it. 6,000 pounds of fuel that can keep it aloft for 5.5 hours and give it more range than any other helicopter in its class in the U.S. military. And the Jayhawks are better looking. Ours are shiny, Lewin says, and theirs are dull and gray. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.